Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bubba the Love So Much podcast. I feel like when you podcast, you got to be like, hold on.
You got to be, hold on.
Let me turn everybody on. But you know when you get down there like that, Lana, then you kind of got to like, I'm trying to light a candle. This is, it's right down to, like, plus like.
What's the little hands got to do with it?
You fit it in the candle better.
Does the lighter work?
Here, go try to have Lummy light it.
I'm going to do it.
Lummy's got a lighter over there.
I do?
But, okay, I don't have a lighter. Because you're going to take it away.
I'll bring it back,
Bob. Lighters are at an all-time commodity in life.
Yeah.
I swear to...
Fuel shortage.
No, not necessarily a fuel, just when you got a lighter blitz, you know, and somebody uses your lighter, then your fucking lighter's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal it, I promise.
Okay. Lummy, don't be over there flicking your
fucking... That's not me.
Lummy, what are you doing?
That's not even me. I don't have a lighter, Bubba.
Blitz, quit being a dick on the lighter.
I got it, Bubs.
All right, now put it back.
Hold on, stand by. I've got one
Blitz,
out of three.
Blitz, quit flicking your fucking lighter.
Flicking my bick.
That's on it now.
Ah! Got it.
Oh, she only got one, Bubba.
I turned Blitz off because he's obnoxious with his flicking.
She's only
all
got,
right, I got
she
it.
Can't get,
one
she can't
fine.
Get two, Bubba. She only get one.
Shut up.
All right, hold on. Then let me, you try.
She's taking
see, Anna, as hard as I was having to get it going... Blitz, please, seriously, like for real, like, do you think that you're not a like? Are you a, like? If I asked something, like, God damn, please stop.
Yeah, like breathing on your back, motherfucker.
And I have no visual here at all, none.
So you can't see who's doing what.
No, so all I can do is sit back here like the fucking Wizard of Oz, and you guys are just driving me insane. I'm ready to fucking quit already.
Bubba, I wouldn't have flicked my lighter for you.
All right, well, will you flick? Can you get that candle going?
I don't have a lighter, though.
It's lit.
It's lit.
All three?
No, yeah. Just one.
Oh, I thought two of them
no,
were...
just one.
Oh, I thought you had two.
It going. Wasn't working, but one is better than zero. Booba. I feel like I'm going to do a seance.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
One, Blitz was in the at fireworks camp this weekend, mm-hmm. And he didn't have a real good place to shit.
No
and
shitting.
And so he
did, I just never got around to it.
Well,
I don't know.
You
how
also
that
weren't in like the most luxurious. Like you weren't at the Hilton where you had a real nice bathroom that you could go and take a nice real shit. You were kind of roughing it a little bit, weren't you?
Something intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you were kind of roughing it. You were in a tent, were you not?
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the most shit-friendly place in the world is in a tent.
You no, know, not in a tent.
Your own bathroom at your house that you just, everybody's got.
Or if it was in the woods, like I don't even mind shitting in the woods.
Right, but you weren't in the woods.
Right. Well, I mean, I was, but not like there was a lot of people around.
Nothing's better than shitting in your own friendly, like home field shitting.
Yes.
Like, oh, like, you know, we all got.
You're just comfortable.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite places to shit isn't even at my house.
It's the gym.
I like to shit at the gym, but I also like to shit at my mom's house. Because, well, my mom and my stepdad, they live in this retirement community, and then out by the pool. They have this one little pool bathroom. It's you know, it's outside of the house, but inside the bird cage. So
like a shit shack.
Yeah. So it's, you know how some pools have like a pool bathroom
yeah.
that are like built into the house, but you can't access it from the inside of the house. It's only got one door and it's by the pool area.
Okay.
And not the community pool, like your parents' pool.
Yeah, like their own little pool. My mom's mom and dad's pool aren't, like, in those retirement communities, they're not very big. Mm-hmm. They got, like, a six-person, five-person jacuzzi that spills over into a pool.
I see.
Pool that might be the size of this room.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. But it's nonetheless, it's cool. Like, that's all the pool I would really need. You know, you don't really need... Listen, Blitz, when I was younger, I needed a big pool because I have a lot of people over. You just can't change. But if it was just you and, like, maybe your crick,
mm-hmm.
how big a fucking pool do you really need?
Right.
You know? So, it would be it's perfect size. Well, they got this little bathroom that's a pool bath, and it just... All it has is a sink and a toilet. That's it.
Simple.
And it's cold. The air conditioning from the house has a vent that goes into there. So it's air conditioned.
Nice.
And Jeff does his, my stepfather does his crossword puzzles in there. And that's where he shits.
Oh, nice.
It's a shit box.
Yeah. Like me and the merch crick, I have two bathrooms and I shit in one. And
shits in the other?
Yeah, she shits in the other. We don't cross-pollinate our shits.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
So Blitz didn't shit Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He gets back home on Sunday.
I didn't even make it home.
Where'd you shit?
I stopped at a convenience store deal.
Oh, that's the worst place to shit, because then you feel like you're getting rushed.
Yeah, especially if someone knocks on the door.
You mean multi-stalls?
Yeah. It was like a decent place.
Oh.
Like a Flying J.
I'll tell you, man. Some of those truck stops are sketchy to shit in,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, this was nice. This was nice.
I'll tell you one of the best places to shit. Loves truck stops. Have nice shit. Shitting mm-hmm. room. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Nice. They keep them clean.
Sometimes I make believe when I'm in my own little shitting room, like I could live there.
Sure, why wouldn't you do that?
I mean, I just make like, hey, it's like I live here. I was homeless, and I'd like put a little bed over there, and I'd have my shitter. I have to knock out that one stall. I need two stalls to be able to live in. I don't like shitting in portalettes either.
No way.
That's all we had.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
I don't know how you hold it that long, though.
So you held it from Thursday to Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then what was that shit like at the truck stop?
Oh my God.
Did you take a picture of it?
No.
Oh, well, then it didn't really happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. It was fantastic.
You told me about it, though.
Well, Anna, wouldn't it have been so much cooler to have, like, a picture of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take, you know what, take it to the next level and take pics of your shit.
Oh, okay.
Anna, how much, with the kooky fucking personalities that you both, the quirky personalities that you both have, would you not have really put it over if after he took a picture of it and he's like, listen, babe, I'm only an hour from home, but here's what I just produced at the fucking shit truck stop.
You guys talked about this on the off the rails about her showing me her shits or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. That's not interesting to me whatsoever. I texted her and said, "You better not do that."
I said, "I know, babe."
Yeah, I don't.
I want to see yours from time to time.
Yeah,
I don't ever see my girl shits.
Well, you told Anna that
I've
she needs
watched,
to show.
I've watched my girl's shit.
Yeah, I don't even.
But I don't go and look at their shit. Now I'll make them look at my shit.
I mean, like, if Anna happens to be shitting and the door happens to be open and I walk by, like, okay, whatever, but I'm not, like, I doesn't...
I like to stick my head in here and be like, hey, you shitting, babe? But I don't
I'll walk by and say some comment, but that's... I mean,
you're not having her get up and so she can look
no,
at the show.
No, I don't think that I've ever seen...
I like
seen,
a little bit of privacy.
I don't
I'm
think
pooping.
I'm going to be honest with you, and all the women that I've been with and lived with and fucked and all kinds of shit, I've never actually physically seen their shit in the bowl.
Oh, yeah, no, on your dick once, but...
Poopy dick, poopy dick.
So on the sheets, too, but...
Didn't even make it to the bowl.
I mean, shit have a good consistency, at least?
What?
Like, was it really wet, or is it, like, kind of just sticky?
I got shit on.
Jesus.
She's on, huh? I can't see Bubba's reaction.
I didn't get shit on.
You didn't get shit on. No,
I didn't get shit on. I just
what happened?
Penetrated some a shit wall.
I
didn't.
Dick.
She Failed didn't shit. Wall. She didn't Failed shit on me. I got into a shit.
You poked it out.
I got into a shit wall.
Yeah.
Could you feel it?
I got into some shit.
Like, could
I didn't
you feel
get
it?
Shit on. I got into some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's way different.
Like, yeah. Was it like
a girl squatting over and shitting on you is one thing.
Right.
But you fucking her in the ass and getting poopy dick that trails off onto the sheets. And then you go into the bathroom because it's in a hotel. And it's, you know, it's real dark. I like to keep it real dark and real cold.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I would do when I'd hook up with a crick at a hotel is I would fucking close the windows. I used to carry some of those legal clips, those legal binder clips to clip them together.
Right.
And then I'd turn the air on as absolutely humanly low as it will go. Like like if it was 59, I'd put it at 59.
Yeah. I mean, I do that anyway.
Yeah. Then it's dark, as dark as fuck. And sometimes I'll leave the bathroom light on and just crack the door for a little remnants of light. So, you know, while I was blasting her asshole,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't feel the shit.
No.
You know, like...
Man, she's really white.
I couldn't even fucking... Oh, that feels like a peanut.
What if you actually kind of saw it right before you got your nut? Would you have stopped or would you just keep
going? Oh,
it would
have made me sick in my stomach. Because I started dry heaving once I got into the bathroom.
Oh, I wish you could have seen that.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, Lovey? Well, on Friday?
And here's the deal. I usually, you know, my regiment usually was, I wouldn't take a shower. I would just turn the sink water on and get my hand and cup it and get hot water and put it on my dick, water my dick up,
yeah,
and then take a bar of soap and then kind of jack off with some, like, just jack off your dick with soap.
Right.
Really, and then jack off. You're getting, like, really clean your balls and just really, you know.
Yeah, you got to water that dick.
Is that when everything changed, you started taking showers because of the poopy dick?
Well, I've only had poopy dick two times.
Did
I've
you
only
come
had
inside the asshole?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was shit and cum pretty much.
You mean truffle butter?
I nutted in her ass.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I nutted in her ass, and here's the thing. She preferred it in her ass.
Oh.
This girl.
Nice.
Yeah, you can't get, well.
Like, she would be like, you know, the kind be like, put it in my ass.
Oh,
she was loud. She was a big talker, huh?
Yeah, well, she was naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty.
Oh.
And she loved hockey players. Like, she was a hockey player chaser.
Mm. What do they call that?
Puck bunnies.
Puck bunnies.
Yeah. So, but she wasn't a puck bunny in Florida. She became one when she moved away.
She liked the butt puck.
Where'd she go to?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
But they have an.
But you fucked her again after the poopy dicks.
Yeah, I did. I fucked her. I fucked her. She flew into town. This would have been like 2000. I fucked her first like in 97.
Okay.
And I was fucking her like 97, 98. She left in 2000. So I was fucking her the entire time until she left. And then she left, and I think I fucked her again. I think she flew back to town like in 03.
Hmm.
And when Poopy Dick
happened. No, Poopy Dick was like 99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She must have been really hot.
Oh, she was one of the best ever.
Really? Oh,
wow. She would talk to your dick.
Like how?
So would Lummy.
Well, she would just talk to it.
Hey there.
No.
Not like that.
Not like that.
No. Oh.
Mm-mm. We're really getting into some stuff we probably shouldn't talk about.
What kind of conversations were she having with your dick?
She would just, like, look at it and she'd be jacking it off. She'd be like, then she'd tell you, kind of like, Lummy, what? Where?
The one with the talking to her pussy?
Donna,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah. And Blitz, this is actually a.
Donna Doll?
This is actually a place where we could play that.
Mm hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No, Vivian West.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Vivian West. And I don't think she's on this system. I think she's on the other system.
PM Willie. System.
Yeah, let me see. I can actually switch over to that. Hold on here. Let me see. Switch, scroll lock, enter.
Oh, damn it. Candle went out.
You're right over there?
I forgot how to do it.
It's okay. It was a good run.
You all right over there, Sponge?
No! I used to know how to...
Isn't it, was it cap lock, enter? Is that what it is?
It says switch, scroll lock.
Oh, yeah, scroll lock, enter.
Yeah, but I don't know where the switch button is.
What do you mean? No. There's no switch button. It's scroll lock.
Scroll lock, enter.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, switch is how to switch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking for a switch. I don't see a switch.
Stupid. I'm so fucking stupid.
My computer says to press the any key. No. Where's the any key?
But it's not.
The PM system?
Yeah, now it's not on.
Yeah, it's locked up. It locked up a couple weeks ago, and then I rebooted it a week or so ago, and it locked up again.
Oh, if you guys could get me that, though. If you guys can get me onto the...
I'm going to go reboot it right now.
Okay. Anna, what are you doing? Why are you... Did you get...
She took her pills, I think. I'm going to say she took her pills.
I tried to take a pill, and you guys made me laugh, and I got fucked up.
Man, you're a fucking paper tiger. That would be like somebody took a big fucking bong ripper.
I know. Just got stuck. I knew it was going to be bad.
By the way, don't forget BubArmyMerch.com, the new long sleeve camos.
They're super nice.
With a camoed in pocket.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Put your Marlboro Reds in there.
I don't know what the number one cigarette amongst Bub Army is. You think Marlboro Red?
Yeah, I think Marlboro Red or some Camels.
No, you Dan? I wish Dr. Dan would quit smoking. Like, it's such a bad look for him.
He loves it.
A lot of doctors do it.
I know, but I was just, and he at one time quit. He at one time quit.
For real?
Yeah, for real. And then.
The stress got to him.
Yeah.
Monsters and cigarettes, that's his diet. That's why he's so skinny and ripped. He's the man.
So this girl would talk to my dick, much like the way Vivian West used to talk to her pussy.
She like spit on your dick too, and just
like, she's like you've been like, a bad boy.
She'd be jacking me off. She's like, "Come on, get the fucking dick."
Did you like that?
Yeah, fucking dick. Fuck that dick.
Did you like that?
My fucking dick.
Take that as a yes.
Yeah, I mean, love me, wouldn't you?
Fuck yeah, she's into it. Yeah, she's into it. Then you know she likes your dick.
Like oh,
I mean, you girl. Oh. Mm. Oh, it's rebooting.
It is.
Perfect. I can't wait.
We can hear her. So she talked to your dick every single time?
Oh, yeah. That was her fucking go. Like, the way you started
You've been a naughty, naughty dick.
And you kind of like maybe just a little make out, and then she'd go right down to your dick.
Nice.
And start fucking just really taking your dick around the farm.
Gobbling it up.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, like take, and she'd be kind of like, smack it against her face.
Oh.
Really, like, you know, pam, pam, pam. Like
real hard.
Yeah, hard as she could.
Nice.
Like, and then be like, I think it would be like borderline dick worship.
Oh. Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Like borderline, does it say over to you, Blitz, detecting a race? Is it all this a part of the boot up deal?
It is, yes.
Okay. This looks like something from War Games.
Well, it's about the same time frame.
It's about the same technology.
Yeah, we got the Whopper back here.
Are we just a step above? Uh-oh. Degraded NVIDIA. Okay, hold on.
What'd it say?
Something about a fucking warning or some bullshit.
No, and you didn't write it down?
No, I didn't fucking write it
down. Man, we're screwed.
It looks like it's opening up. It says Microsoft Windows XP. Is this like Windows 99?
Well, it's like Windows XP.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, is Windows XP a, like, 10 years ago shit?
Let's see. Windows XP came out in 2001.
Oh.
It was only 20 years ago. 21.
Is it bad that we got a operating system that's...
No, it doesn't. Because, realistically, this computer does one thing, and that's it.
All right, so...
It doesn't do anything else. We don't use it for anything else.
Will it ever be out of date eventually?
Or
would always at least recognize what's on it and like always be able to play this.
This software is the same age and it hasn't been updated since then, so
yeah, I don't even know if we could update it.
No.
And I don't know if I'd be able to learn a new system, like, you know, my learning days are over.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. There's no updating. It'd be a
complete
whole
new
system.
Fucking system. Yeah. All right, tell me, is it still blank for you too?
No, you should see the Windows logo, but it's not ready yet.
Oh, it's not. I don't think I could ask anybody else. I'm the only one that can be truly transparent on, like...
Poopy dick?
Past fuckings.
Yeah.
I think you guys aren't in... I don't think you guys are, I don't think where you're at and your guys' relationships are, would warrant being able to talk about past fuckings.
I mean, you and Rhett can talk about Takesha and whatever, Loretta or whatever.
Oh, Blitz, are you doing all this for me?
No, it's booting up. Just give it a second, though.
All right. Actually,
maybe he got some poopy dick from Monet.
I think it's right. Blitz, I think it's ready.
Try it.
Got her name right.
Let me see here. Oh, this is Akira.
Oh, no.
When she fucked.
She okay?
When she fucked.
Spice.
Spice.
Oh, yeah?
I can taste my cum all over you.
Oh, my goodness!
Hold on, Anna. This, you know what, Anna?
Sorry.
Anna. This might actually end up being very good for you.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
You played these for her before.
Not really. Not. I think I played for him. I played him before, but it wasn't when she was sexually active.
Oh,
so yeah, it doesn't count.
No. What I'm saying, Blitz, is like when I played him for her, she wasn't even in this arena.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now she's at least in this.
I'm in the dick arena.
Yeah, you're in the dick arena.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you might learn something from this.
All right. I'll try to, follow along.
Well, just be mindful about just how is erotic,
yep,
dirty talk.
The guys it, like it, I guess. Like,
yeah, hold on.
Beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, there you go.
What did she say? Beat the shit out of me.
Beat the shit out of me.
Hold on.
Beat the shit out of me.
Keep going.
Is that good?
Almost there.
It's like I'm talking to some old lady.
Yeah, no shit.
Hold on here. Just listen, okay?
All right. Listen.
Just listen.
Beat the shit out of me. Yeah, that's your fucking pussy.
Wait, your pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I
your,
get it.
That's
right.
Your fucking
it's not
pussy.
That he has a pussy. Right.
No,
it belongs to him.
That's
correct.
That's your fucking
he
pussy.
Owns that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. That's your.
That's your pussy.
Oh, hold on. Blitz is getting a little. Blitz might be getting a little hard here.
Yeah.
Just try to get. That's, right. That's your tell.
That's your pussy.
Not. That's nice. I'm.
Yeah. Thanks.
One more time, Ani.
That's your pussy. Because you can identify. Having a pussy.
Hold on. Right, hold on.
Okay.
I can't honor. This is just, we're just having fun.
Right,
okay?
right.
You know, at any time, if you're uncomfortable and you don't want to participate in this, then just.
No more.
Just say, no more, no more, Papa.
No more, no more.
You got to say, Papa.
Papa.
So let's practice the no more.
No more, no more.
You want to come on my face? Yeah.
Ah!
Germs.
That's how COVID got spread.
I mean, look, she fucking puts a hawker.
Yeah.
Right on. Listen, now see, as much as you guys want to say, oh, gross. Oh, really? That's hot. That is absolute hot.
You want to come on my face? Yeah.
I mean, Lummy, are you going to be honest? Or are you going to?
Oh, it's hot. It is.
Motherfucker!
By the way, this is a cure.
Motherfucker!
This is. Anna sounds like she's some Jewish woman yelling out the back door for her family to come to back to dinner or something.
I like it.
Like the way your mom used to call for you, Blitz, when out the back door when you're coming. Come on home, Blitz! Blitz, get your ass back home! Oh. The street lights are on!
My mom
never
did that. She had a bell.
For real.
And if we had to hear that fucking bell, that meant we're in trouble.
That means you're 20 minutes late, bitch.
Yep.
Motherfucker!
By the way, this is Akira, and she was... people can say what they... I discovered her.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered her.
What was so special about her?
This!
Well, I mean, like, a lot of girls
she
do
was
this
hot,
shit.
She was Asian, and she could switch into this gear. Not a lot. I mean, you couldn't switch into this
gear,
I don't think. Listen.
Motherfucker!
She turned Spanish?
I think she's getting choked out, I think.
You fucking me so good.
honor. This might be one you can learn from.
Okay.
This might be one that's. See, not all of them are honorable.
Yeah.
This might be honorable.
Okay.
You fuck me so good. You fuck me so fucking good.
No, you want me to practice?
Yeah.
So
no,
good.
Hold on, Anna. Not everything's a scream at the top of your lung.
Do you have?
No, this is sensual. This isn't.
I don't
a
know what that even
hold
means.
Hold on, listen.
I can't do sensual.
No, you can't do old lady screaming either.
That's all I got, Bubs.
Listen.
You fuck me so good.
It's under the breath. It's under the breath. It's not you're crying like you're seeing.
I'd fuck me.
Oh, you fuck me so good.
Oh, you fuck me so good.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
You fuck me so good.
Sound to the lambs.
You fuck me so good.
Oh, you fuck me so good.
You're not crying.
You fuck me so good.
Oh, you fuck me so good.
Oh, see?
Is that better?
Fuck yeah!
You just have to whisper it like
you
it's a
fuck
secret.
Me so good.
Oh, you fuck me so good.
But you're gargoyle.
It's like you're fucking possessed there.
Well, I am by the dick, right? What did you say there?
Hold on. This is called getting a fucking. This is mouth fucking right here. Maybe you haven't done it.
Huh?
Oh, with a slap.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might not be honorable. I don't think that's honorable.
Is that your best impression yet?
Hold on.
I can taste my cum all over
you. Oh!
That's what mommy always says.
Anna. Anna. I just got it. I just got it. Anna.
Yeah.
I can taste my cum all over you.
Oh, God.
All right, that one's not honorable either. Right, not all of them are honorable. Hold on.
Oh, come on, let me get it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold on, hold
what
on, hold on.
Say?
Come over and get it. Hold on.
Oh, come on, let me get it.
Come over and
let me get it.
Oh, come over and let me get it.
Come over and let me get it.
Let me fucking get it.
Say let
it.
Me fucking get it.
Here we go.
Oh, come on, let me get it. Oh, let me fucking get it.
See, there's women. There's just not a lot of women that have this ability.
Right. She's quite skilled.
This is absolutely a skill set.
It sure is.
But would you at least agree this is an absolute fucking skill?
Oh, she's a professional.
I mean, absolutely. Yes, literally. That's why she's. Donna, shut up.
That sounds fun.
That's a hell of a hand right there.
That
sounds
is.
Fun.
That's just
a hell of a woman.
That's a hell of a hand.
A hell of a hole.
It's a hell of a hand.
Oh, fuck me. Put your cock in me. Put your big fucking cock in me. Put your fucking cock in me. Let me get it.
Meanwhile, they're sitting at the fucking dinner table with a microphone.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's like a When Harry Met Sally.
I don't think they would, Warbliss. They actually, I mean, you
know. Oh, I think they're fucking.
Oh, fuck. That cock is so fucking good. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you like that pussy?
Was this video? This was videoed, wasn't it?
So it was just audio.
No, it was videoed, but not. It was just the video camera was used just to record the audio.
Right.
The video cap was still on it. Can you imagine what this would be worth, Lummy?
That's what I'm saying. You know, you have this tape now.
Oh, God.
Like she's at church.
Oh, God.
She was a hell of a fucking hand.
God bless her.
Rest in peace.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
Preston, jeez.
That pussy.
She liked bringing those honkers up.
Did you like that?
Did I like that?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I like it when a girl spits on your dick.
Like,
yeah. Like what? She's been to too many fireworks displays.
Like a shotgun.
One more time.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, my cock is so fucking good.
See, that could be one that you could do. You call him a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
That cock is so fucking good.
That cock is so good.
not like you're at a nightclub.
It's the best. Number one.
Motherfucker.
Don't forget to like, throw, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Super Bowl champion, number one.
Number one.
Super Bowl champion. Jack the Argo.
Is she okay?
Sounds like she's having a problem breathing.
I want to make my ringtone that, Blitz. Can you imagine if your phone's ringing?
My ringtones are so 2012.
You're at fucking Home Depot.
Yeah, ringtones are 2005, unless you got that one, okay?
You're then at the deli counter at Publix fucking trying to get some sliced meat.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Hold on. You're at Publix, and this is your ringtone.
Oh, you like that pussy?
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, you like that pussy?
Anyway.
So good times. I took a big old shit.
Yeah.
God, you dirty! God, you're crazy!
Oh, go back to the girl that gave me poopy dick. She wasn't this extreme, but she would talk to your dick.
God, you dirty! God, you're
go crazy!
Again. Oh my fucking god! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Oh, get the water!
Fuck! God, that was
get the water!
Oh man, that was the best one yet.
Get the water!
That was the best one yet.
Was it pussy on fire?
Let me try stab you.
Oh,
I missed that cock.
She
missed the cock.
Hold on.
I'm so sad.
Mommy, I just found this. I don't know what any of this.
I don't think this guy has a penis problem, but he's calling the show in. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Protection, brother. I need protection.
Oh, this ought to be funny.
Dr. Mark.
On with Dr. Mark.
We've never had Hollywood Hulk Hogan. You're protected. Go ahead.
Am I protected, brother?
Yeah. Lummy, this might be need one you need. You might be. Hold on.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
This Dr. Mizark. I got a quiz question for you.
Go ahead.
Sunday. Nobody knows who I am, right?
Right, yeah.
Nobody.
Sunday, I was standing in the ring in Toronto, Canada, in the Sky Dome.
No,
70,000 people screaming my name, Dr. Mizark. And you know what happened?
No, what happened?
70,000 people screaming my name. That thing went straight up, brother. Harder than a hobby horse's dizzick. Anyway, I'm going on day 5 right now. Because Monday I went to Rizaw with Uncle Vizzini, and all of a sudden, 30,000 people thought I couldn't even talk.
I think you should stay out of arenas then. Don't go to any more arenas.
Shut up, I'm Tizocking. And Tuesday, I went to Ottawa, Canada, and another 20,000 people.
We're screaming your name.
So loud, that thing got his order.
I think you got a fear of crowds.
Then I come home, and I see my old lady, and that thing went to the moon, if you know what I'm saying.
Because you've been on the road for a week.
That's what I'm talking about. And now I woke up, and I realized I got to go. There goes my plug. I go down to the Frizzinch his end and watch Smizak biz down with the bizzas on.
And that'll even make it harder.
Yeah, that's going to be wild. So what are you going to do about that, Diz Dr. Mizark?
What you going to do when Hulk Hogan's got an erection for you?
It's not Hulk Hogan. We don't know who it is.
Oh, yeah. We don't know who this guy is. We don't know who this guy is.
You got to stay out of crowd. Right?
Yeah.
It's Carney.
The first inch his end.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hogan on the set with Billy Mays.
Yeah, I think it's like a, what, couple of minutes?
Man, I just found out some sad information. Another,
who died?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow died.
Was that a goldfish or a real wrestler?
No, that's the wrestler, but now...
was this? I don't think I went. This was that funny, was it?
No, I think he comes on real quick.
Oh! Is he liberally conservative or conservatively liberal?
Nothing's more dangerous than the confused.
Yeah, I know.
Probably depends on how much Nicoretti's chewed.
That's pretty dopey, is it not?
From Fox News and DailyCaller.com, it's the immensely entertaining Tucker Carlson.
We had him every Tuesday.
Yep.
Lummy, Hogan calls from the bathroom. Is this where he started? Is this where we got the fart?
No, I have the fart one. The whole video.
He's one of the world's most recognized celebrities. And Bubba's best friend.
Wow.
Let's hear what Hollywood Hulk Hogan has to say on the BRN.
Have you heard your new intro yet?
Hold on, man. Here's my intro. You ready?
Yep.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor.
That's after he announced to run for governor. Anna, that's like really putting the cordless phone down by your asshole.
I know.
Oh, let me back to what we were talking about originally.
You better fucking come all over these fucking people, and you better not take a long time. Ooh, yeah. My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
That's what Anna says.
This is what Anna says.
Fuck me!
Fuck me! I can do that one.
Fuck me!
Fuck me!
Basty fat fuck! You piece of shit!
The accent is
You
so
could
funny.
Be Donna Doll.
You piece of shit!
Oh, her accent
piece
is...
piece of shit.
Her accent.
Where's
the
she from,
best.
Russia?
I don't know. Like
you piece of shit! You Nosferatu-looking motherfucker!
No
you
what?
You basty white pale ball fuck. You so not fucking tan. Filthy bastard!
Filthy!
She was from Brazil.
Oh.
God, you dirty god, you're going
crazy.
Again! Oh my fucking god! Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit!
Oh, get the water!
Fuck! God, that was... Oh man, that was the best one yet.
Get the water.
Is she on fire? Pussy on
no,
fire?
But she would smash the shell. She would rub the shit out of her pussy, and then it would just fucking squirt everywhere. And then she wanted you to cool it down with water immediately.
Get the water.
That's kind of how it would go. Listen.
I came in my hand, my fucking dirty little bitch cunt. And she won't come for me fast enough. She's a little whore.
Be mean to her.
Ooh,
be mean to her.
She's a fucking whore. Oh God. Oh God. Damn you, fucking come hard!
Need some water?
Oh, you fucking bag girl.
She's hitting it.
Oh.
God.
Get the water.
Get the water.
Get the water.
Hell yeah.
What's this one?
Morgan from Florida, huh?
Gets her tits sucked live on the air.
Oh, wow. Oh. Bye.
I don't know.
Hmm. Hi.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, my boyfriend had a bright idea. See, I'm kind of frisky and he's tired. And I was hoping that maybe I could, or actually he was hoping that I could masturbate online for you, or on the phone for y'all, or something or other.
So hold on now. You say your boyfriend is tired. And
he
wants you to rub your snatch on my show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where is he right now?
He's right here sucking on my tit.
He was tired.
I thought he was tired.
You never can be too tired to suck some tits.
He's tired of
my phone.
True. So he's laying. Have him moan one time. Let me just hear him moan. I don't want Buffalo Bill.
Oh, your tits.
No. I want your boyfriend to moan. I want your boyfriend to moan to prove that he's there.
Moan for me, baby.
Make yourself calm, baby.
Did you
hear that?
Yeah, easy now.
Okay.
I want you to call the Bubba Show.
What's that, Bill?
I want you to call it Bubba Play With Yourself.
Why don't you? You're my boyfriend. Why don't you just get
me
off?
I'm too tired. I'm going to stay here and play with your tits.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, boy. You guys working on me.
You got, now what part of Florida you got? What part of Florida are you in?
Boyton Beach.
Boyton Beach. And what do you look like?
I'm about 5'1", reddish brown hair, hazel eyes.
How big are your tits?
Size 38C.
How fat are you?
And I'm skinny.
Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
37.
Gross.
Yeah.
And are you rubbing your snatch right now?
I am.
I mean, honor the shit we used to get away with. I mean, you could I don't even know that you could even do it on Sirius anymore.
Probably not.
But with the Me Too and all the bull, I don't think you can do any of this shit.
Sirius ended up being full of fucking rules.
And your boyfriend's just sucking on your tits.
Yes, he's driving me fucking crazy. God damn.
Why is he driving you so crazy?
Because he sucks my tits really good.
So he's driving you crazy.
Duh.
I thought he might be driving you crazy.
Oh, God.
So are you ready to get a nut right now?
Just a couple minutes.
No penetration, just a clitoral deal. Actually, you might
see Blitz. That's the rule they had on. Like
eventually,
this was like 2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Anna, we were full fucking, like full.
Oh yeah. Wow!
Like, and then the rule ended up being no penetration.
Yeah, no penetration.
Be able to come just from getting your tits sucked.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
All right, let's try.
He's done that to me before.
Let's try to come with not even touching your snatch. Let's just try to get you to come from tits, from sucking your what, Spice?
Suck your tits.
Yeah. Get a nipple coming.
Do that, baby.
And Blitz, quite frankly, I don't even know where we can put this stuff. Like, I guess the only place we'd be able to put this stuff would be on BubbaArmyRadio.com, which all this stuff is on there, isn't it, Lummy?
Yeah.
Is all this on there?
Most of it, yeah. Under the clips.
Okay.
Tell him again.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Just suck. Say it. I want you to come just by sucking my tits. Say it. Tell him right now.
Oh, God.
Come on, baby.
No fingering, bitch.
He's not.
Actually, Blitz, we might be able to. We could. I think we could put these probably on podcast, maybe.
Possibly.
He's not. What's he doing?
I mean, I guess technically we are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, like, more of it.
He's sucking hard.
On your what?
What's he sucking?
My tit.
It's just so cool for a girl to say the word tit.
Mm-hmm. Tit.
What?
Tit. What? You said it was cool.
It is. Can you say it again?
Tit.
What's he suck?
Can you tell Blitz? Says,
I'm sucking my tit.
What? You turn into a dude?
I don't know.
Suck on my tit.
Suck on my tit.
I don't want to say it.
Can you say it like a girl?
Yeah. Suck on my tit. Suck on my titties. That sounds stupid when I say it.
Baby, what's he sucking?
Oh, and stuck in my left hip. Making my right one jealous.
Oh my God.
Oh, God, keep going. Keep going.
Talk to him. Talk to him. All right, enough of that shit. Oh, this is one of my favorite. So listen to this, Anna. I got to tell you this. So we got this guy.
Yep.
And he calls him Brian Goddamn Brian. Because everything he says is goddamn.
Right.
And we got this. We got Jenna Hayes, who's a big-time porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the studio. And this is this guy. He listens to our show. But Jenna Hayes happens to be his favorite porn star. So he listens to the show. He's Bubba Army. And happens to be that his favorite porn star of all time is on the show now. And he knew that she was going to be on it. And he'd already jerked off a couple times to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's here in the studio. So he calls in to talk about how big of a fan he is. And, well, it's Brian from Kentucky has a question for Jenna Hayes. Jenna Hayes in the studio. Yes, Brian, go ahead.
My job's hilarious. It's fun. I love it.
I mean, this guy's like, just wait. Brian, you there?
Yeah.
You got a question for Jenna Hayes.
Yeah. She was on there earlier talking about Lake Steele was the biggest. What about old Jack Napier? It's big, it's black, it's Jack.
I did work with him, but I did not take him.
And he knew of all, like, he'd seen every one of her videos. So he could actually even on a recite, like, some of the people that she had fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how about big Jack Napier? You know, like, the average guy didn't know.
Right. He's just a super fan.
I know you didn't take it in the ass.
That's way too thick to go in my ass.
What's this guy's deal?
Who's Jack Napier?
He's a hilarious black guy. He's so funny.
Has he got a big dick?
His dick was as big as your arm.
Yeah.
This guy
knows a lot about it.
Hey, but it sounds like Jeff Bird, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His dick is thicker than my arm. It's like.
Brian, are you a big fan of Jenna Hayes?
Yeah, I just cranked one out through this morning.
Thanks.
How about this? How about you jerk one off? How about this? You've probably never, ever in a million years thought that you'd ever be able to talk to her now. I mean, you've obviously jerked off to her, you know, watching her movies, right?
Yeah, I did this morning.
Okay, but you've never met her in real life now, have you?
No.
Never spoke to her on the phone now, have you?
Nope.
And, you know, you've cranked off. How many thousands of times do you think you've beat off to her?
I did one to Layla Starr yesterday, Alexis, Texas.
That's my ex-girlfriend.
He's cheating on you.
Yeah, he knows them all.
Yeah, I know them all.
How about
she knows their names.
How about she talk you through one right now? I mean, you probably never thought that you'd really have her in real life. I got her on the phone. Jenna, say hi to Brian from Kentucky.
Hi, Brian.
You know, like that'd be like me talking to Aaron Rodgers, you know, Lemmy, or like when I talked to Brett Favre. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, not that I wanted to crank off to him, but if you're talking to a porn star, what do?
You
crank off. That's what you do to her.
Uh-huh.
Jenna.
How you doing, baby?
Jeez. Oh, God. I'm doing fucking awesome now.
Yeah, I just came.
Did you shoot a big load to me this morning?
The gimmick's over, but I've already came.
He's funny.
Brian,
he's dry. He's spent.
try to chafe it back up, kid.
I cranked one out at 8:30 this morning to Jenna.
I mean, you can't recoup.
Boy, you wake up early and beat off.
Yeah, I mean, hold
it's okay.
On.
I was doing mine before I went to bed, which was at like 5 o'clock this morning.
No, hold on. Now.
I got in from work at 5 o'clock this morning.
I know that, but I mean, you've
raging fucking hard on.
You've had 2 hours. You've had 2 hours to hulk back up, kid. And I got her here real live to talk naughty to you.
Well, get her going.
Well, I did.
She's not a fucking pool toy, dude.
Your big voice in there, it's not helping me, Bubba. Shut the fuck up, man.
With your big voice, shut the fuck up. With my big voice. Well, you know, I'll turn everybody's mics off except for Jenna. So here we go. This is Jenna and you, Brian. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna beat my cock on the phone right now.
Oh my God.
So what
what
movie were you watching of me today?
What baby?
What movie were you watching?
Very fry-y, too. It wasn't on a very fry-y.
Very porn star fry-y.
One with you and Jack Napier in it.
Oh, you like watching me take that big black cock, don't you?
Oh, damn, I fucking loved it. I nutted before you even got it in your pussy.
Really? You like...
I'll nut before I even got in your pussy.
Honey, like, the thing that... I mean, we just tried on the air. Like,
I know. It's
watching
crazy.
Me suck that cock, huh?
I was about ready to come, and I just went to the end video where you just shot it right in your mouth. I just fucking paused it and just looked.
You like that I'm a good slut and I take it in my mouth, swallow every drop.
Oh, God damn, I love it, baby.
Mm-hmm. The way I work my hands up and down with my mouth.
Oh, God damn.
Working that cock up and down, stroking it.
And by the way, Anna, after this call, we need him Brian Goddamn Brian. That's what his name was, and he would call in as such.
And sucking it all
I took a big old shit this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, yesterday.
Time.
Baby, I fucking love it.
Yeah. It makes you want to just come right down my throat, huh?
I just want to fucking let it run out your mouth while I'm just deep throating you. Fuck, goddamn.
Fucking it really deep, making me choke on that cock.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can make you choke on it, but I'm sure give it fucking hell trying.
I don't know if I could make you choke on it. I don't know if I could make you choke on it, but I goddamn, I tried.
That's funny.
Jesus. Make all that spit come up and make it all sloppy and wet.
Yeah, soak my fucking balls. Mm. Beating right on your chin while I'm beating my fucking...
Oh, do you come a lot, Brian? Your chin.
God damn, I'm worse than fucking Peter North.
Yeah, you got big fucking loads for me. I love big loads of cum.
Fucking, I love them too. Just dripping right down your fucking throat.
Yeah, baby.
What the fuck are we doing?
Take your fucking hand and jerk your cock off and pretend it's me.
Oh, all right. God damn, baby.
Think about it.
Let's go. Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm at work.
How good my soft mouth would feel. My tight little hand squeezing your cock.
God damn.
Yeah, fuck. Squeezing it better than a fucking pussy, huh?
Fuck.
Working that cock up and down.
God damn.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was this guy saying?
Goddamn Brian. Goddamn Brian.
Brian, goddamn Brian. Brian, goddamn Brian.
I'm looking up Jenna Hayes.
Fuck, baby, are you getting close?
She's like,
building
come
that fucking cum up for me.
Yeah, now to make Ned talk, Bubba.
I want to fucking make you squirt that hot joy juice fuck. Everywhere.
Joy juice?
Oh, God damn. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking mess on my fucking belly.
He's sticking in my
I just fucking did it on my belly.
Made a mess on his belly.
Fucking pussy then, Brian. Stick it right in that fucking tight little pink hole.
The pink
make it all juicy and wet all over your
what
cock.
Pink hole?
Make me clench on it and squeal.
Oh, God, I'd pick you up and I'd brute fuck you up. Nobody ever done it.
Brute fuck you. Yeah. Some of these fucking hillbillies.
Yeah, you pull my fucking hair and spank my ass, call me your dirty slut.
Oh, fucking right.
Sure, why not?
Oh, baby, come on, do it, then fuck me.
Oh, fuck.
You know that's the way these Massachusetts co-eds are, Blitz. You know that.
Yeah, from you too.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on, fuck
all, yeah.
me harder. I fucking want it. I want it just like that.
Oh, fuck.
Hard and deep, Brian, please.
Oh, fuck.
Please, Brian, give it to me.
Fuck.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck, Brian, give me that fucking cum.
Yeah, Brian. What are you waiting for?
Give it to me right in my fucking mouth.
Brian, she needs the cum,
Let
Brian.
Let me swallow it.
Fuck. God damn. Fuck.
Damn.
God damn.
This guy might be the best beater offer ever, Brent, on the radio.
I'm a Christ.
Let's beat her off.
I don't know what this Janie Cakes about her moist cooter.
Pardon?
Doc, let me ask you a question. I've been through some painful things in my life. Will it be a walk in the park for
it's
me?
It's a walk in the park.
You know I have a pretty high pain tolerance.
Absolutely.
So you, what, do you just lidocaine me up down to my balls?
Yeah.
Now, who's all going to be in there? I'm talking about my vasectomy.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Fuchsia and myself.
That's it.
Kelly can hold your hand.
I don't want Kelly looking at my cock.
Can we do it live on the air?
She's seen it before. What?
Kelly's not seen my cock before. I don't want Kelly looking at my cock. Can it just be you?
Which Kelly?
And Fuchsia. And yeah, that's it.
What, you can't be the nurse?
Yeah, I can. Well, I'm going to have mine done the same day.
What instruments do they need when they're going to do my
deal? Not much, actually. They just kind of poke a little hole, pull it up, zip it, snap it.
Is there any blood?
Minimal. Like,
did he put one stitch in there?
They don't put any stitches in. They put a clip on and they're done.
Can we do it live?
Clip on. Like clip on time.
Video. We can plant cameras in there.
No, we're not doing shit about nothing.
Can we get audio?
No. We're not doing shit about nothing. Do you not understand that? We're not doing shit about nothing. Maybe that's a little hillbilly for you.
What if the Howard 100 News wants to fly down here and cover it?
What if they can fucking not? All right, easy. Well, I mean, we had China. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. The China call.
China?
Good morning.
How are you, Nick?
98 Rock Days.
Fine, thank you.
Now, have you been for those 98 Rock Days?
Yeah. Yes, I think it was like one of your last years on.
Really?
Yeah.
Just going through this old PM system, man, the shit that we had.
She's been dead for quite a while.
Oh,
right?
She has been dead.
I couldn't believe she was a stripper at the Dollhouse.
Oh, that's where Brutus met her.
Oh, Brutus
Tuesday,
is the one who met her?
12:32 a.m.
Yeah, Brutus nailed her. I'm not supposed to say that.
Hi, sexy.
Oh. Have you heard this before, Anna?
No.
This was my voicemail. This would be from 98 Rock.
Okay.
This is like from 19... 19-
No, this is like from 2000.
Yep.
And so I would just occasionally record my voicemail and put it on the air just to kind of, because it kind of puts you over a little bit.
Sure.
You know, if you were rolling the way I was rolling, then it kind of puts you over.
Tuesday, 12:32 a.m.
Hi, sexy. I'm sorry to call you so late. I know you're sleeping. I know you have to get up early in the morning. But I'm in your area, and I want to come to the radio station tomorrow. So call me back and let me know a good time. I'll be up around 7. So you can call me at 468 area code 941.
And I would sometimes want to get off the air.
Yeah.
Blitz will tell you. And I had my own little office. I was the only jock who had his own office with shag carpeting. And I would literally just have him come into my office. And there was no windows in my office. They built this office specially for me.
Right.
And I just have girls fuck me right there.
Fuck me.
Right. During like at 11 o'clock, at, you know, like why the traffic department and the people that do the commercials and the general manager there, I'd be in my office fucking. For real.
Oh, I believe you. 100%.
I just have them come to the station. Meet me at the station.
This is Jackie, in case you don't remember. And I'm in your area for the next couple days, and I want to hang out. Remember? We're supposed to f*** each other all night long, unless you already have somebody else. And I'm really looking forward to it, so I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thursday, 11:05 a.m.
Stange, how you doing, old friend? This is Dion.
Dion. Way back in the day.
Call you, miss you, thinking about you, man. Hey, I'll be in Tampa the 21st, 22nd, I think, of this month. I'm just calling to make sure you might be available, man, so we get together, have lunch or dinner or something, man. I just got to see your face, brother. Love you, man.
Miss see, Lummy, that's how far we go back.
Yeah, way back.
Friday, 2:33 p.m.
What's up, DJ of the year? We know you're not down out in Beverly Hills. You're probably somewhere on Mulholland Drive getting your salad.
Oh, this is when I was in L.A. getting like a radio award, and Hogan was trying to call me.
Oh.
And I was in L.A., and he was back in Tampa, and he was probably...
Host or whatever you call it. Anyway,
usually it was the other way around.
Year, me and Nick.
Usually it was Hogan in L.A., yeah. Me here, but I was in L.A. getting an award.
Hanging, just got done training, because we don't miss any workouts, brother. It doesn't matter where we're at or what we're doing. We don't miss workouts. So we're just calling you to give you a hard time, DJ of the year. Be cool and eat fruit.
Wednesday.
Be cool and eat fruit?
Eat fruit.
18 p.m.
Which was our code word for Percocets.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's weird.
Brother, you motherfucker. Sasuke, that's what I call and see what you're doing. See you, pal.
Wednesday, 7.
That? Danny Lasowski.
Oh, okay.
What, Blitz, what a wide array of people on my... A bitch that wants to blow me.
Danny Lasowski's a sprint car driver for people that don't know.
Deion Sanders, Hulk Hogan, Danny Lasowski, a sprint car driver.
11 p.m.
Yo, Bubba. It's Randy Michaels.
And then Blitz, the CEO of the company. Anna, this was the CEO of Clear Channel.
Give me the corporate asshole in town alert. I will be listening in the morning. I am not sure what the schedule is or plans are, but if you get a second, call me. 513.
So, Anna, that's like how big of a sling a dick the CEO would want to hang out with me when they came to town.
That's freaking awesome.
Please do not give out that number. Thank you. See you, bye.
Thursday, 12:07 p.m.
Hey, Bubba, Danny Bush with a howling dog.
Oh, now this guy was a major record label guy, and he did coke from New York City, and he was like the president of Arista or something like that. And he had these squealing dogs in heat, like just the array of calls I would get. This is my average phone. This will be my average voicemail.
See, we're in pain, Bubba. Hey, dude, call me, man. I want to make sure you got the package, all right? 212.
Which, Blitz, was code word for cash that he sent me so I would play some records.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
7-212. All right, chill, dog. 212-707.
The package was like, you know, 5,000 cash, so I'd spend these two new rock records on my show.
I have two bitches.
Statue of limitations, Blitz, please.
In here, 212-707-27.
Friday, 9:52.
So, Blitz, I got Deion Sanders, a hooker, Hogan, Randy Michaels, a sprint car driver, a record label rep, right?
It's crazy.
2 a.m.
Hey, Bob.
Randy, I was just leaving town, called to say bye. I heard Ned sucking up today. You got to send me some of that shit. You got to get somebody to put a best of on.
So now, Anna, I got the CEO that's leaving, and he's listening. He wants me to send all, you know, a bunch of shit, a bunch of my stuff to him.
Give me a dub of some of that shit. I got to have that phone call he made in the NCAA today, and I need Blackopoly, too, and I need that song. If you can get it, if you
so, Blitz, he was never, like, we were encouraged to be as naughty as we could.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice. Somebody can do it, and it's easy. I will talk to you soon. I heard you talking about XM already. You're a trip. I'll see you.
Yeah, and he was the one, Blitz, that put me on XM.
152.
Yeah.
Saved message Thursday, 11:44 p.m.
Wait, you don't like me no more?
Oh, Anna, this was a drunk that I used to race with, and his name was Lee Scrape.
Oh, yeah?
And we would beat him, and then he would just be fucking hammered, and then I'd talk shit that me and Lasker beat him, and he'd listen to the radio because we were syndicated in Jacksonville, and then he'd get all fucked up and call my voicemail, and then I would play it on the air and embarrass him even further, and he'd go to work, and everybody would be like, man, you're a fucking drunk. I heard you on the Bubba Show.
I'll call back one more time in about 10 minutes. You better answer your damn phone, you old fat f***. You know I love you, brother, man. That dumbass hick motherfucker Gene, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to call back in about 5-7 minutes. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women.
See, Anna, so his wife would hear this. He wasn't supposed to be with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women at a party. He was married, but he was showing off saying, I got Bubba the Love Sponges, you know, fucking, you know, and mm-hmm. would try to call me. And then I would play this on the air. And then his wife would be like, what the fuck were you doing hanging out with 7 women?
Right.
Three guys. I just need a little help here. Yep, help me out. See you later, bye.
Bubba, bitch. Lasoski. Yeah, I just got your message. I'm in Australia. I won't be home until Monday night, so I'll call you Tuesday. But no, you're right on the f***ing deal with the 360. You're right. I don't know what they think. I'm not f***ing going there and for nothing. Ain't that I want a lot, but I just figure for 7 pit passes and for
some kind of bullshit that I'm involved in, Blitz, somebody mm-hmm. fucked us over.
You can slam them all you want on the we'll call you when I get back in the States and tell you what all my plans are. As right now, I probably won't come in to Tampa until a week from this Sunday. And if that deal still goes on that...
I don't know. I'll probably cut some of that shit out.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, you bitch. I'll call you when I get in town. See ya.
Bub, how you doing? It's Dion, man. I'm...
Dion's back on her.
First of all, I'd like to apologize for not returning your calls, man. This year has been a very tough year, man, emotionally because of the things going on with the family situation. And it's had really gotten to me, man. But I've been really getting myself together for the last couple months, man. And I could proudly tell you that, man. I've been born again. I'm a Christian, man. And,
yeah, Lovie, this is one of the first times that he announced that he was born again. Right.
Sounds
here.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been living for the Lord, man, and I didn't even want to call you and tell you because I wanted you to hear and see it for yourself. I hate to tell people what I've done. I'd rather show by my actions, man, and I'm doing up close Friday in L.A. and it'll be on ESPN, and I'm going to spread the word of God, and I gave my testimony in church last Sunday in Cincinnati, man, and I still love you, baby.
This is why you play for the Reds, Lemmy.
You're a man, yeah. No matter what, but yeah. I just wanted to let you know where I was, man, and I wasn't not trying to call you on purpose, man, and I apologize.
Because I called him back, like, several times, Lemmy. I'm like, you told me to call you, bud.
Mm-hmm. Man, because you're a true friend, and you always will be, and we will still have a relationship forever, man, and God bless you, and I love you to death, man. So if you want to, you give me a call at 619-3800. Call me in the morning if you want to on your show, man, and God bless you, bud. Later.
Lemmy, that's
was that the Cowboys, too? He was Cowboys Reds?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
That's just... Not a lot of people were that close, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't give me as much credit.
That's pretty badass.
Bubba, how you doing, you freak? It's Peter North calling you from the west.
Peter North.
Oh, Jesus.
Cold, beautiful weather out here.
Anna, he's noted in porn of having the biggest load.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he could, like, stop it and shoot it like a shotgun.
Oh, wow.
Listen, give myself a call or Mike a call.
Blitz, from Deion Sanders to whores... To the CEO of Clear Channel, to porn star men's.
Mm-hmm. Got it all.
I wanted to try to get on the radio show with Randy West and Tara Hart and Shane Tyler. Give me a call at 714-387-9. Anyway, hope everything's well. Bubba, give me a call, and hope to talk to you soon, bro. Bye.
sent.
Man, the memories.
Monday.
Little light on horrors, Lummy.
Bubba, yeah. It's Chris Martin calling from CBS News, a voice from the past. Listen, when we met up last year.
Bubba, this is Heather. You know the Heather you never call? 941-509. Hi. Hi, it's Angela. Anyway, hope you have a good day. Hope all goes well. And hopefully I will get to speak to you soon. Here's the deal. If you return this phone call within a 24-hour period, it will entitle the caller, which better be you, to a Hummer, okay? But the call has to be returned within 24 hours, and I hope you...
To get some head, Lummy.
Bye-bye. Yeah, hey, this is Amy from Hudson. You're probably out cheesing it up tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. You called me last week. That was another surprise. I star 69 your ass that my boyfriend was here, and it just wasn't going to go over well.
I mean, Lummy, Anna, women are so fucking scandalous. So I called during her boyfriend, and she must not have answered.
Sorry to call you back. Let me know. Well, I guess I'll just listen. Sometime I got to come up to your club. I'll have to meet you. I want to see you. Have a good night tonight. I'll get a hold of you some other time.
Hey, Bubba, this is... told you I'd give you a call today and see if we can get together. You know how to reach me for... Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Bubba, it's Christina. How are you doing? Just want to give you a call. I'm home tonight for about an hour. 381. Tonight. I might be home tomorrow. If I'm not at home, of course, try me at work. 890. Have a great day.
You have no more messages.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, come over and fuck me, Bubba.
That was, I mean.
Jesus.
Little.
I'm going to be home for an hour, so come fuck me in an hour.
Yeah, she was on there for hours. You want me to come fuck her?
I thought Lummy was saying that.
That was her.
Fuck me.
I had Ed McMahon?
Well, yeah, back in the 98 Rock Days.
You didn't know that, did you?
Well, you talked about it, and I found it, but it's not, I mean, it's from 98 Rock Days. So
horrible.
It's on bar.
Ed, Bubba.
Hi, Bubba.
Ed, how old are you now? Like 60?
I'm 77.
Oh, my.
He's not old.
I'm trying to find another one. Oh, this was this new chick I started dating. Her name was Jill. She, Spice, do you want a cold?
I don't want to talk to her.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Jill?
I think it'd be a good time for us to probably just, you know.
Yeah, you got to go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm supposed to.
What are you going to do today? Biceps, tries?
I'm going to do lay in my bed.
Never heard of that exercise before.
I'm going to superset that.
Yeah. Superset pillows.
Superset pills.
Yeah, I'm gonna
super pills and pillows.
Woman wants anal.
Well, who doesn't?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a problem and I need help.
All right, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, my man wants anal, and we've tried it. We've gone at it, and it's ended in total disaster.
Now hold on, ma'am. Your husband wants anal.
Yeah.
You've tried anal.
I'm totally open to anything he wants.
So to speak. It's ended in disaster.
There was no so to speak in it.
What?
How did it end in disaster?
Imagine.
Okay. He's bigger than me, and he fell on top of me and kind of pinned me down and then started flexing, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Okay. Sadist is what he is.
He's bigger than me. He fell on top of me. He pinned me, and then he started flexing.
It's called rape.
Like Hootie.
That's called rape. That's called rape. All right, enough of that. Lummy, did you know I had Jack Nicholson?
No, I did not.
Did you see where Jack Nicholson, that whore that he banged, that Catherine Sheehan,
oh,
banged
on.
Her back in 97?
This was Manson pretending to be Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, same thing.
How about Mark Wahlberg?
I did know
Good
that
morning,
one.
Mark. How are you, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
How often do you see your brother Donnie?
I saw him at the premiere the other day.
Man. God, I've had
him all. You were close with Donnie.
Yeah.
You've had a lot.
This is the Stacy. Remember the woman that hated me more than anything, and she was going to try to get me canceled? Remember?
What's this, Spice? We got Stacy on the pound line.
Oh, you're not running from us, huh, Stacy?
Not at all, fat boy. Not at all.
Not at all, fat boy. Well, we tried calling you two times.
Yeah, well, us here in Connecticut, we take showers.
Well, first of all, Stacy, turn your radio down so we don't have the 5-second I'm a dumb bitch delay. And it'll be you know that you're live. And here's what I don't understand, okay, Stacy? If you hate me so much.
Uh-huh. Okay. I love 104.
No. That does not make. You know, Brent, I love the Fox Network. But
sure.
If there's two teams at playing that I cannot stand, I'm not going to watch them. When's the last time you got banged, Stacy?
Bubba, I have a question for you.
What?
You're a mark.
What publicity are you going to get people from Hartford to come see you? Are we going to auction off one of your tits in regards to the comments that you made to me, wishing death on me, all female?
No. I did not say all females. I wish death. I wish this bitch would get hit by a truck. Don't you, Brent?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I hope she dies today. It couldn't come quicker.
I don't think that you could say that on the air to a caller anymore, could you, Anna?
Probably not.
I hope you fucking die today.
Yeah, probably not.
I hope you get breast cancer.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Why don't we raise a little money for the American Cancer Society?
Because they have enough money. They're paying their director over seven figures.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we raise enough money to kick your ass, bitch?
Off your left boob.
Okay, that's
fine.
Boy, she's got some phenomenal cuts, doesn't she?
She Manson, you know what? She's got about a third grade mentality at best.
Manson, won't you take over this phone call?
I'll just sit back and listen.
Hey, Stacey, let me ask you a question.
How much could we get per pound?
Do you know what makes me most pissed off about you? Is that you don't even allow us to speak. The bitch just smothers you. You know what I'm saying, Brent?
Yeah, and she's got about a second grade mentality. She's got the vocabulary of about a 10-year-old.
Right, exactly.
How about
actually, she was pretty sharp.
I think you'd lose it here pretty soon, too.
And she was pretty sharp, and she'd just cut me down to shreds, and she'd just hold her ground. And I'd be, this is me scrambling, actually, if I'm going to be full honest. She, like, was cool in the pocket on blitz, mm-hmm. and I would be just trying to, like,
we give you know, mm-hmm. Am I allowed to give your home address on the radio?
Excuse me?
Am I allowed? Why
would you want to do that?
Well, because you know what? You speak a real, real tough, anonymous ball game.
I was out.
I know where the hell you live, okay? And you know what? You're the one that got on the air and said, you guys can call me anytime you want, any time of the day. And subsequently, we will be. But are you willing to stand behind your words and have the Bubba Army come kick your ass, bitch?
Feel free to call me anytime.
Can we give out your home address?
That you
can we give out your home address?
Can I give out your home address?
When you're feeling good, just give me a call. And
may I? She won't even answer the question.
You know what? She's scared.
May I give out your home address?
No.
Scared.
Right. Because you're a pussy little whore is what you are.
How's it going in Tallinn, Connecticut?
Yeah, how's it doing in Tallinn, Connecticut?
I'll form something for you, fat boy, as to where we auction off one of your tits.
Is that in Tallinn, Connecticut?
How many times do I have to hear her say that now?
It's the same thing over and over. You can't come up
she
with anything else?
She wants to auction off my left tit. How about I auction up my left testicle for you, you whore?
To Howard Stern having to pay someone $2,000? No, it's not Howard.
She listens to the entire show.
Every word.
She knows everything that I do and say.
Every word.
Just because the cheap whores in Florida do it for free, it's obviously a smart woman who wants to get paid for what she's doing. It's not Howard Stern's money.
All right.
Oh, well, whose money is it then? The Joe Shiz?
Anyway.
You know, the Boston bitches were good too, but.
Yeah. Yeah. The cocaine whores?
No, they're the Boston bitches that they called up.
Oh, remember them? We should make a call. All right, I'm radio drunk at this juncture. Just beside myself. I think this podcast was quite unique.
It was.
Thank you for sticking around with us. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to the gym. Fuck it. I'll go to the gym tomorrow.
You have a rest day.
Yeah. I've had a rest day since last Thursday.
Days.
Everybody, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks, Bob.
Let's have this new contest and see how fast we can get out of the fucking building.
See ya.
See ya.